This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've got something about the NSA. Apparently, surprise to me, they had something called stated core values.
Sure.
And also, surprisingly, the word honesty was in there, and they've changed their stated core values. Now, I've not read the stated core values, but I have to ask, is spying on every American part of their stated core values?
Not a core value, but certainly part of their mission.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's jump into this.
Sure. The National Security Agency recently removed, quote, honesty from a list of the agency's, quote, core values.
And where is this coming from?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is coming from TheBlaze.com.
All right.
According to the report, the National Security Agency, I'm sorry, I'm getting mixed up here. What happened? According to the report, since at least May 2016, the NSA listed four core values on its website: honesty, respect for the law, integrity, and transparency. And the report that they're referring to is from The Intercept.
Oh, I thought you were going to say from The Onion, because the NSA does not appear to be doing any of those things.
Yeah, honesty, respect for the law, integrity, and transparency. So I'm not sure which one I would...
They're about as transparent as mud.
Right.
Because, you know, all of their warrants come from that secret rubber stamp factory.
Sure, the FISA court.
They don't seem to respect any law other than Section 702 of the USA Patriot Act that allows them to spy on millions of Americans.
Sure.
The only man with integrity that ever worked at the NSA is now a fugitive from justice.
That's not fair, Daryl. There have been a couple people with integrity that have worked at the NSA, and I'm trying to think of the names of the other whistleblowers. People that have gone on the record and said what is happening at Fort Meade, Maryland is flat-out illegal.
Right. Oh, right. There may have been two people. Thomas Drake, I forget.
Yeah.
Did he actually work for the NSA, or was he another agency?
I thought he was also NSA, but there have been a couple that have come out.
Yeah, he did work for the NSA. So, all right, there's a handful.
I'll grant you a handful. Under, quote, honesty, unquote, the agency wrote, "We recognize that national leaders and the American people at large have placed great trust in us, and we strive at all times to be deserving of that trust. We will be truthful with each other and honor the public's needs for openness balanced against national security interests." However, on January 12th, the agency made alterations to the list of core values.
All right, so before we get into what the alterations were, I almost said altercations, let's talk about what they actually had written here under honesty, because this seems very much like Orwellian doublethink to me.
Sure.
We will be truthful with each other. So, you know, basically, honor among thieves.
Right.
We here at the NSA, we will not lie to our coworkers.
Yep.
We will honor the public's need for openness.
Need for openness doesn't really say be open.
Right.
And I think it's up to at the NSA to decide what honoring means.
And then next, balanced against national security. So we will balance the need for openness
In our interpretation
with national security interests. So, yeah, Chris, you would really like to know what's going on, but it's in the interest of national security that we don't tell you, so here's a big F you.
Right, correct. Everything is balanced against national security interests, and who decides that balance? It's the NSA.
Right.
You know, in how they operate day to day, they are sort of, you know, they're self-regulating. There's nobody, there's no oversight of them. They report to someone.
Hold on. But that FISA court and, you know, the guy talks to Congress.
Sure.
The head of the NSA goes before the Senate Intelligence Committee.
I'm sorry, did you say talks to or lies to?
Well, lying is a form of talking.
Okay.
I'm just thinking, you know, unless he's handing in a written report, in which case, you know, it's not talking. But I'm reminded, and was it Senator Ron Wyden that asked the question, does the NSA spy on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
Right.
And the response was... not wittingly.
That was James Clapper, was it not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
And that was really right around the Snowden time.
A couple of months before. And the really interesting thing is he later said that he answered with the least untruthful statement.
Right. As if that's supposed to be admirable.
Hold on. No, so just think of that. Not... I told the truth.
Right.
Not I was honest to the committee. Mm. I made the least untruthful statement.
Got to give him credit for that, I guess. I don't, but some people do. It was insanity, and it was perfect timing for that whole Wyden-Clapper altercation, and it did make news. That was what was interesting, and the NSA up to that point rarely made news.
Something else that is very interesting is that happened about the same time that there was the lawsuit against Clapper alleging that people's information was being seized by the NSA. The courts threw it out saying, you have no evidence that your information was actually seized by the NSA, so therefore you have no standing.
Right.
3 months later
is when
Edward Snowden came out.
Right.
All the info.
Can I request my evidence? Aren't you supposed to provide some disclosure, what's the term when you're asking?
Discovery?
Yeah, discovery. No, we can't. National security. Did that have to do with the building in San Francisco? Was that the lawsuit? I think that's what we're... talking about, but I'll confirm that.
I think it was Amnesty International that was involved in the lawsuit.
I'll have to double check.
Again, you know, this has been almost 5 years ago.
Right.
This was 2013. Almost. Think about that. It's been almost 5 years.
Right. So, I mean, the first time I ever really got into the NSA and what they were and what they were about was in 1981. I think it was 1981. There's a book out there called The Puzzle Palace.
And you always got a book.
I always got a book. Let me double check and see what year that came out. Puzzle Palace.
Yeah, so the case that I'm thinking of, it was Clapper v. Amnesty International, where the U.S. Supreme Court basically said, yeah, you lack standing because you don't have evidence that the NSA is actually getting information.
My memory fails me now, Daryl. It did not come out until September 19th of 1982. But I knew it was in that time frame. So I was actually in the military when I read that, training for a job, which would have me work with who?
James Clapper?
Not directly, but definitely with the NSA. Test communication.
The other guess was going to be Edward Snowden, but I think he'd have been like two.
Yeah, something like that. Well, anyway, let's get back to our story.
Yeah, let's continue this. Again, this comes from The Blaze, and it's about the NSA removing honesty from their list of core values. So what remains?
Although respect for the law, integrity, and transparency remain in the list, the agency added commitment to service, respect for people, and accountability. And I don't know where you
respect
could...
Respect for which people, accountability to whom, and committed to what kind of service?
Exactly, Daryl. These are the same questions we've been asking about the NSA for 30 years.
We're all getting serviced, just not the way we want.
Not in a happy way.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome about the NSA, honesty, integrity, spying on millions of Americans, or whatever is on your mind. And the reason we're talking about the NSA and honesty is because apparently it, well, surprisingly, they had some core values, and honesty was among them.
Oh, boy.
And again, we'll get back into that in just a moment, but we try to be honest here on Free Talk Live, and what I'm about to tell you is honest. And Chris, you can vouch for me here that the MyPillow is probably going to be the best pillow anybody uses.
Honestly, it's the best pillow I've ever used. That's what I can say. I don't know. I can't speak for anyone else.
I can say that for myself as well. Ian says that. Mark says that. So, you know, like, based on the statistical analysis that I have of everybody that I know that has a MyPillow says it's the best pillow they've ever had, chances are it applies to everybody listening right now as well. So if you don't have a MyPillow and you want one, you can try one risk-free for 60 days. So if for some reason you don't like the pillow or you don't think it's the best pillow ever, you can return it and get your money back minus the shipping. Again, talking about my pillow. What makes it so good? Well, these things are designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for a couple of years. Chris, you've had it for several.
Mm-hmm.
And again, best pillow that either of us have ever used. And unlike a regular pillow, no, the MyPillow doesn't, you know, like just wind up causing dead skin and dirt to not collect on it, but you can throw your MyPillow in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable as something other than kindling. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. Again, MyPillow.com, code FTL. Get your very own MyPillow at half price, or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if for some reason you don't like it in the first 60 days, get your money back. And the pillow itself, guaranteed to last you 10 years. Honest. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL.
And we're going to hop around a little bit because we started off with a story from The Blaze. That's where I first saw this. But it references a story from The Intercept, which goes into a little bit more detail, and I think that's a good idea here. But the removal of the word honesty was not the only striking alteration. In its old core values, the NSA explained that it would strive to be deserving of, quote, great trust, unquote, placed in it by national leaders and American citizens. It said that it would, quote, honor the public's need for openness, unquote. But those phrases are gone. All references to trust, honor, and openness have disappeared. The agency previously stated on its website that it embraced transparency and claimed that all of its activities were aimed at, quote, ensuring the safety, security, and liberty of our fellow citizens, unquote. This has also been discarded. The agency still says it's committed to transparency on the updated website, but the transparency is now described as being for the benefit of, quote, those who authorize and oversee NSA's work on behalf of the American people, unquote.
Right. So I've actually pulled up the core values
mm-hmm.
for the NSA under commitment to service. They say, knowing that the country, our friends and allies are relying on us, we are dedicated to fulfilling our commitment to serve and to excellence in the pursuit of our critical mission.
Critical.
So they're not saying necessarily whom they are serving or what their mission is.
Right.
But they're committed to serve in pursuit of that critical mission.
You're damn right.
Under respect for the law, everything we undertake in our missions is grounded in adherence to the U.S. Constitution and compliance with U.S. laws, regulations, and policies that govern our activities.
Hmm. Doesn't say constitutional. It's just grounded in our adherence to the U.S. Constitution. I'm going to continue with this before you spoil anything, Daryl.
Okay.
Quote, I'm sorry, the definition of, quote, integrity has been edited, too. The agency formally said its commitment to integrity meant it would, quote, behave honorably and apply good judgment, unquote. The phrase behave honorably has now been dropped in favor of communicating honestly and directly, acting ethically and fairly, and carrying out our mission efficiently and effectively.
Hold on. How were they acting ethically by...
or communicating honestly?
Well, they're communicating amongst themselves.
And up the chain and to other intelligence organizations.
Right. They're, you know, not lying to one another when they say, hey, look at these weenie pics that we have.
Right.
Because, yes, they're collecting your weenie pic.
Oh, my. The new list of values includes the additions of respect for people and, quote, accountability. But the section on respecting people is a reference to diversity within the NSA workforce, not a general commitment to members of the public. Accountability is defined as taking, quote, responsibility for our decisions, unquote. The one core value that remains essentially unchanged is, quote, respect for the law, unquote, which the agency says means it is, quote, grounded in our adherence to the U.S. Constitution and compliance with U.S. laws, regulations, and policies that govern our activities. Never mind the fact, as you rightfully point out, Daryl, most of this stuff, by any reading, by any average person, any honest scholar would indicate that these activities are unconstitutional.
Right.
There is nothing in the Constitution that talks about how to get away with spying on someone without a warrant, or how to seize their papers and effects, or how to do half of what the NSA does.
So does your article talk about what it says under transparency and these core values?
No, I have just the response from the NSA.
All right, so let me go ahead and read transparency. We are committed to fostering public understanding of NSA's mission and to provide complete transparency to those who authorize and oversee NSA's work on behalf of the American people. So we're not transparent to the American people. We're transparent to those who authorized us
right.
to do all of this shady stuff.
And that first part sounded like they were very clear that we're not going to be transparent with the American people.
Right. Again, you mentioned integrity, acting ethically and fairly, and carrying out our mission efficiently and effectively. The respect for people, it kind of glossed over it. Yeah, this is all about, we're going to respect the people that work at the NSA. They say, we're committed to ensuring that all NSA personnel are respected, included, and valued for their diverse backgrounds, experiences, skills, and contributions to our mission and culture. They have their own culture there at the NSA.
In response to questions from The Intercept, the NSA simply said, quote, it's nothing more than a website update. That's all it is, unquote.
Nothing more than a website update. I wonder if they say that about all of the stuff they catch on Upstream and
right.
Prism and all those other things. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we just got done talking about this really strange story out of the Blaze and then the Intercept about crooks over there at the NSA who previously, and again, I'm surprised that they had a list of core values, but previously amongst the list of core values was honesty. Well, that's been removed. We went through that. I will make sure that that gets posted up on the Facebooks and the Twitters, where you can somewhat interact with us, but you can also interact with other listeners using the, I believe there's a chat room built into the Twitch. Yes, we are on Twitch now. So if you go to twitch.lrn.fm, I'm actually looking at it right now, and yeah, it appears that there is a chat room. There are people that are watching. You can watch. You can chat. Twitch.lrn.fm. Now, Chris, you had something about 50 Cent. Not like 49 cents plus another penny. The rapper.
The rapper.
50 Cent.
Right.
Apparently He's doing all right for himself. And he was doing all right for himself before this news came out about a day ago.
He's had his ups and downs, and I guess the young kids refer to him as Fitty.
Right.
Fitty's had his ups and downs. He's,
But, you know, downs for Fitty are not necessarily the same as downs for you or I, to where I don't think that he's you know, worrying, am I going
to
be able to pay all of my bills next month?
Yeah, but he has had to file bankruptcy and some other challenges.
Right,
but
Donald Trump also filed bankruptcy several times.
See? Anybody can come back. But this is
Don't call it a comeback. He's been here for years.
This is a good story because, you know, it's always nice when you find a little extra cash. Have you ever reached into a jacket pocket and, like, found a $5 bill or a $20 bill? I mean, that's an ecstatic moment for me.
Yes.
I love that. And if I, you know, happen to look under a cushion in my couch, even if it's just a couple quarters, I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Well, Fitty forgot he accepted Bitcoin for an album a couple years back.
Alrighty.
Fitty has a way of pulling money out of thin air by making prescient early investments. Though he hasn't been doing so great lately, he's still got some tricks up his sleeve. It turns out he accepted Bitcoin payments for his 2014 album, Animal Ambition, and never cashed them out. Suddenly, he's richer than he realized.
Hold on. Assuming that he still has access to his private keys or knows the 12-word phrase for that wallet.
These are all good. This is all good advice. If you decide to get into cryptocurrencies, you got to make sure you have a good backup and you know how to gain access to these coins. In 2004, Fitty signed an endorsement deal with a little company called Vitamin Water.
That I may or may not be drinking right now. If you're watching the cam at twitch.lrn.fm, you can see what's in my hand. I didn't know. I don't pay attention.
This isn't product placement?
No. Like, okay. I don't pay attention to who owns things that I buy. And
I know.
Oh, well, I'm making sure that I'm buying that Katy Perry brand of sparkling water. No, I don't care. I don't care. Is the product good? Is it a good value? Do I have the money to pay for it?
That's pretty much it. In the meantime, he's had his ups and downs on the sales charts, got hurt in the 2008 recession, mismanaged his cash, and filed for bankruptcy. Animal Ambition wasn't much of a hit, and in a 2014 article titled, quote, Nine Albums That Flopped in 2014,
or Did They,
unquote, Billboard reported that it only sold 124,000 copies.
All right, so that's 124,000 more copies than I've ever sold of an album.
That's a good point. Well, Billboard is right to question it if it was an actual failure, because fans paid him 700 Bitcoin that apparently have been sitting in an account with no one paying any attention. Today, that stash is worth more than $7.8 million.
All right, so again, this leads me to the question of, if it's an account that no one's been paying attention to, does he actually have the private key? Does he have the 12-word recovery phrase for whatever wallet he was using?
Right.
Because otherwise, you know, this is
$7.8 million more dollars of Bitcoin that's lost forever.
Well, I was going to say, you know, it's kind of like the treasure of Oak Island. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. There's that weird, is it in Canada somewhere off of, like, Newfoundland?
Yeah, it's like a maze of different treasures.
So there's apparently treasure down up under somewhere, but every time people dig, they wind up hitting, like, booby traps and whatnot. So there's treasure that nobody can get to.
And we don't know if that's the case here. We hope it's not. At the time of the album's release, one Bitcoin was worth about $660, so his haul in 2014 was still around $400,000.
Not too shabby.
That'd be a lot of money to most people, but to the hip-hop star, apparently forgot about it. I'm keeping it real. I forgot I did that, he wrote in a now-deleted comment on Instagram. At the time of the album's release, he did a Reddit AMA in which he said he was accepting cryptocurrency as a way to, quote, stay with the times, unquote. It's a little curious why Fitty deleted his original Instagram post bragging about TMZ's report on his windfall. He still has other posts that reference it, including a video captioned, quote, stop talking about my money. Look at this blank, LOL. One reason might be that he had to explain himself in bankruptcy court after posting photos of cash on the social network. Let's just hope he didn't forget his private keys.
Right. So, again, this kind of seems to be not really a story. Like,
It is a story. It's forgotten money. It's forgotten money. And the happy ending would be if Fitty came out and said, yep, I got my private keys. We were able to restore the wallet. And now,
that's a story.
And now I'm driving a new Lambo.
Right, no, that's a story. Daryl sold 5.9 Bitcoin 6 years ago for $16.
That's still a story.
Look at how much it's worth now. Not a story.
It's a story in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
People love telling that one.
True. True, because, you know, they like embarrassing Daryl, I guess.
Well, no, it's nobody thinks about things at the time, and, you know. Who knows? I mean, there are people that cashed out of Bitcoin at $1,000 and they feel horrible. So,
right. But again, you know, oh, somebody paid 50 cent with some Bitcoin. We don't know if he actually has access to it.
Right. But, I mean, he did at least come out and say that, yeah, he did. And he forgot about it.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that, too.
People gave me the hat. I forgot. Oops. My bad.
That's why it's not on my 1040 for that year. Yeah, who knows? But anyway, I thought it was kind of an interesting
yeah, definitely an interesting story. And I saw the headline from news.bitcoin.com, where you can actually go to find out a lot of Bitcoin-related stuff, other crypto-related news. I forget, there was something that I saw earlier from them about, I think it was a European country that was adding some kind of regulation or rolling back some kind of regulation. Headline just came across, Canadian Financial Service, Vertus Bank launches digital asset vault. Again, you can find out all kinds of crypto news over there at news.bitcoin.com. Now, your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. When we come back, let's talk about President Donald Trump and the Dreamers here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 12 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, as you may be aware.
I may.
The federal government had some kind of thing that they called a shutdown last weekend.
Disappointing. It didn't last. I wanted it to be there for a while so I could savor it, so I could wake up every day and say, the federal government shut down. It's a good, warm feeling, even though it doesn't really shut down. It probably costs us more money, but
right.
Just saying those words, just, ugh.
And, you know, there are some people that want to blame Chuck Schumer. And normally I would not come to Chuck Schumer's defense. But to call that a Schumer shutdown is to not understand at all that the Republicans have a majority of the U.S. House of Representatives, the U.S. Senate, and control the White House. The Republicans were not able to come up with majority votes to wind up passing any kind of, you know, temporary spending something.
Right.
Donald Trump did say that he wanted to negotiate some kind of compromise with the Democrats because Donald Trump, back in September, and we've talked about this a good bit on the show, back in September wound up saying that in 6 months, which means March, DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals,
right,
he was going to end that program completely.
Absolutely.
And he said, it's up to Congress. Congress, if you want to reauthorize this program, you go ahead, you do that. But I will really only sign this thing if you wind up funding a border wall for me. Oh, and also because spending is coming up, just try to, like, work it all together.
Right. If you would be so kind, thank you.
And, well, yeah, the negotiations wound up, even though there were several proposals put forth by the Democrats in Congress, Republican leadership refused to allow those proposals to actually come up for a vote. But it seems as though Donald Trump is sort of changing his tune here. The Washington Post has an article that says that President Trump's immigration proposal to Congress will include a path to citizenship for an estimated 1.8 million young undocumented immigrants, according to White House officials, more than twice the number of Dreamers who were enrolled in the DACA program that Trump said he was terminating. The figure represents a significant concession to Democrats, but is likely to produce sharp blowback among conservative Republicans, even as the White House casts the move as one piece of an immigration framework that would significantly tighten border control laws. Trump's plan, which will be formally sent to the Senate on Monday, also includes a $25 billion trust fund for a border wall and additional security upgrades on both the southwest and northern U.S. borders.
Wow.
And the president will propose significant curbs to legal immigration channels, restricting the ability of U.S. citizens to petition for visas only for spouses and minor children, and ending categories for parents and siblings. Both of those provisions are likely to engender fierce objections among Democrats. So, again, to rephrase this, let's say that you have moved here from, oh, I don't know, France. You moved here from France. You've successfully become a U.S. citizen, and you say, you know what, my brother is really good engineer. I would love to have him come over.
Right.
I want to petition to bring my brother over, or my parents want to retire in the United States.
Bring all their money.
Trump says, nope, you can only petition for visas for your spouse or your minor children. So your parents, they've got a petition on their own and hope to wind up, depending on, and it's a very convoluted process because some countries have certain amounts of people that are allowed to come here from them, and then others, you wind up entering something that is called the immigration lottery. And then, if you wind up being lucky enough to have your number drawn in the immigration lottery, you then have to go through all the same hoops and hurdles as everybody else in a six-month window. You have to go through all of these background checks. You have to have meetings with immigration officials.
Right.
And get all of your stuff in order, but the U.S. government says don't make any long-term plans while this is going through. All right, you're approved. Now sell your house, sell your car, quit your job, find a new job in the United States, and do all of this in a very short period of time.
Sure. Did you see the meme? And I haven't checked the authenticity, but the claim was that in the last 2 years, all six Nobel Prize winners from the United States were immigrants.
There have been Nobel Prize winners from the United States.
Yes.
That is surprising right there, but if they were all immigrants, that would not surprise me.
Yeah, me either.
Let's continue while you pull that up. Let's continue with the article here from the Washington Post and, of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Senior White House officials who briefed reporters on the details described the plan as a compromise intended to break an immigration impasse as Congress deliberates over the future of about 700,000 people enrolled in the DACA program. Again, DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Their temporary permits expire, or rather begin to expire, March 5th. The officials said that the plan will be delivered to the Senate with hopes that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell would bring a bill to the floor for the week of February 6th, just days before a February 8th deadline for a must-pass spending bill to keep the government open. Again, the reason there's that February 8th deadline for the spending bill is because the Republicans in Congress were only able to wind up getting enough votes from the Republicans that have a majority to put forth this very short-term spending bill. They couldn't even wind up saying 60 days, 90 days. And this has been a problem for close to a decade to where Congress has just sort of been, you know, kicking the can, passing these concurrent resolutions. We can't come to an agreement on a full budget. It's ridiculous.
It's obscene is what it is. I mean, what family in America, what business in America honestly believes that they can successfully manage their money, their income, their revenue, their expenses, and everything else without a budget? Yet the United States does this year after year after year. This is one of those things.
But even when they do have a budget, they've got these massive deficits.
I get it. But at least there's one single document you can go to and say you either ran a deficit, or how can you even say they run a deficit? Well, I mean, we know based on the amount of taxes coming in and the amount of money going out. But still, really, guys, this is one thing that Congress should do, is create a budget, pass the budget, stick
Follow
to the budget.
Exactly.
It drives me nuts. I'm sorry.
The article continues. Many Democrats and some Republicans say they will not support a long-term spending bill without an immigration deal. One senior administration official said this is kind of a bottom line. This is the president's position. Then it's going to the Hill, and they digest it and develop a bill they think can pass. If it's realistic, he'll sign it. If not, he won't. Senator Lindsey Graham, an immigration moderate who has worked with Democrats on past proposals, hailed the White House plan in a tweet. President Obama tried and could not fix immigration. President Bush tried and could not do it. I believe President Trump can. Today's DACA recipients can be tomorrow's Trump dreamers. Really, Trump dreamers. That's a term I've never heard before.
I don't think anybody saw that one coming.
But Representative Louis Gutierrez of Illinois slammed the border wall funding as a ransom for dreamers and said the plan does not pass the laugh test.
Wow.
There's more to this article, plus your calls and thoughts, plus Chris still fact-checking the Nobel Prize.
I've got your facts, Daryl.
He'll give us the facts, just the facts, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.